Heavenly Father, we thank you. As we continually giving you thanks, we continually giving you praises. Praises, Heavenly Father, for eternal life that you have given unto us. Father God, you love us so much that you gave us your Son, Christ Jesus. And whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Everlasting life, Father God, is what you gave unto us, because you are everlasting God. You are eternal God. You are everlasting God. You are a true God. You are a righteous God. You are a holy God. You gave us your Son, Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus, you sent unto us the Holy Spirit, all truth, to keep us in order, living not from the earth, but living from eternity. Father, what you're giving unto us, everlasting life, is not for the earth. That's why Christ came to take us from the earth and return us back in him who's everlasting, and gave to us eternal life. This eternal life cannot be understood from an earth perspective, from man, but from the Spirit that is given unto us, the Spirit of God, by returning into eternity, back into Christ Jesus. That's the only way to understand eternity, everlasting life. Whoever hears to hear, let them hear, Father God, continually hear in eternity, because eternity is speaking. You're speaking, Heavenly Father. Christ Jesus, you're speaking. And the Holy Spirit is assigned unto us to teach us all truth, to make sure we're hearing. We are hearing everything that our Heavenly Father is saying, and Christ Jesus, his Son. Father God, we thank you for another day in your presence, eternity, in eternity, bringing forth all truth through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, all truth, bringing it unto your people, to let your people, all those who are here that hear truth, all those who that are hearers that hear truth, receive it and come into it, as truth receive us all in himself. Father, we thank you for this life is a reality unto us day by day. It is our life, eternal life, living in eternity. Thank you, Heavenly Father, as your word go forth from heaven, from eternity unto your people. Let all who have an ears to hear, receive. And it takes them from where they are to where they ought to be in Christ Jesus, from out of the world and into eternity, into Christ Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Holy Spirit is our teacher. Holy Spirit, you're continually teaching us from eternity, things concerning eternity. Things concerning eternity, not the earth, not things that concern the earth, because the earth is already have an expiration date. It's running out of time. Man is running even more rapidly out of time because Christ is returning. Father God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, our teachers, you're continually teaching us. It is not your desire for none to perish, but all to come to repentance and receive your Son and return back to you. Starting out with Revelation 14, verse 6. Revelation 14, verse 6. Holy Spirit, our teacher. Holy Spirit, our teacher. Bless every hearers that are hearing throughout the entire creation, throughout the entire earth, that they will hear eternity, and receive eternity. Because eternity is not speaking to itself, to himself. God is not talking to himself. He's speaking to those who that are lost, that they will hear him and return unto him. And those who that are dead will hear him and return back to life, everlasting life. Revelation 14, verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come. And worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the spring of waters. Revelation 14, verse 6. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth. So this is taking place in heaven. So this is taking place. So John is giving a testimony of what he's seen in heaven. So this is taking place in heaven. The everlasting gospel. When you hear everlasting gospel, the everlasting gospel is coming from eternity. So it gives everlasting life. So the everlasting gospel. Holy Father, Father. The everlasting gospel is not for heaven. It's for the earth. But it is taking place in heaven and bring down to the earth. Everlasting gospel is Jesus Christ, who have came on the earth and fulfilled and gave us everlasting life. So the everlasting gospel. So verse 6 again. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people. It is in motion here in eternity. Verse 7, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to Him, for the hour of His judgment has come. And worship Him who made heaven, earth, heaven and the earth, the sea and the spring of water, the springs of water. Father God, let all who open ears to hear, let them hear what eternity is saying. Eternity is speaking. The Holy Spirit is speaking. John 1 verse 6. John 1 verse 6. John 1 verse 6. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, eternity, the everlasting gospel, eternity, come in time. Bear witness of the everlasting, bear witness of the light. Go again, verse 7. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. The word believe here, in eternity, when you see the word believe, it means receive. You believe and you receive. So the word believe in eternity, it means receive. Because when you believe Christ, to believe Christ Jesus is the Son of God, to believe it is to receive Him. So the minute you come into believing, hearing and believe Him, that means you're receiving Him. So believe in eternity means receive. You hear and you receive. This man came for a witness, to be a witness of the light, that all who through him might believe. Believe what they hear and receive what they hear. Receive Christ. He was not that light, but was sent to be a witness of that light. That was the true light, which gave light to every man coming into the world. For he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. That means they did not believe him. They did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. Verse 11 again. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as receive him. So outside all his own that he came for that did not receive him. But as many, because he came to die and lay down his life for all. So as many as receive him, to them he gave the right. So remember, man has no right to become son of God again. Man have lost their right as son of God. Adam has lost his right. He's no longer the son of our heavenly Father who creates the heaven and the earth. So Christ came in time now and have laid down his life. He have came in time and activate the right for us to become sons again. So it's in our right now to become sons of God. You know the procedure already. You're listening to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. You understand the procedure of becoming the Son of God, right? So to receive, you must receive him, hear him, and receive him, and activate that right again. So he come to give us back the right, because we didn't have it before. We lost it. Adam lost it, and all that came after Adam lost it. So Christ came in time to return back to us as sons of God, as our rights. You know, when you have the right to become son of God, what you have? You have the right to become one with God. Verse 12, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become sons of God, children of God, to those who believe in his name. Thank you, Heavenly Father. John 12, verse 44. John 12, verse 44. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Holy Spirit, our teacher. Holy Spirit, our teacher, teaching us from eternity. So whoever hears to hear, hear eternity and return into eternity. John 12, verse 44. Then Jesus, John 12, verse 44. He who believe in me, believe not in me, but in him who sent me. And he who sees me, sees him who sent me. I have come as a light into the world, that whosoever believe in me shall not abide in darkness. And if anyone hears my word and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judge him. The word which I have spoken will judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of on my own authority, but the Father who sent me have gave me a command that I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Oh my God. His command, the command of God. Receiving Christ Jesus, the command of God is everlasting life. The everlasting gospel is given unto us, which is Christ Jesus. And the command that he sent his son to do as with that command. Verse 50 again. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Therefore, whatsoever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Go up to 46 again. I have come as a light into the world. Jesus Christ has come as a light in the world. That whosoever believe in me should not abide in darkness. So all who believe and have received Christ Jesus, all who have believed and received Christ Jesus, no longer you should be walking in darkness. God is the light. I have come as a light in the world, that whosoever believe in me should not abide in darkness. The light turn up and come. You have to come. The darkness cannot exist no more into those who that believe in Christ Jesus. No more darkness exists in your life. Because you're no longer in dead. You're no longer dead. But you have received the light. Verse 47. And if anyone hears. It's so important eternity is. You must hear because eternity is speaking. And anyone who hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judge him. The word that I have spoken will judge him in the last days. In the last day, the Holy Spirit have shown a glimpse of the word on the last day. Many rise up in the last day and stand in the presence of the judgment of God. And they say to God, I did not hear. Listen carefully. I did not hear your son. The word said to them, you have heard and you reject the word. Remember, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God. So he said in the judgment, he said to them, you have heard the word and you reject the word. And they said in the judgment, standing before God, no, I did not hear the word. The words, when they look the word, they see that the word is God. And God said, I am the word. Are you calling me a liar? And man was frozen, shocked, because the word of eternity and eternity is one. So the word will be judging everyone on the face of the earth in the last day. And the word is God, and God is the word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word is God. So when people stand before God in the judgment claiming they did not hear God, they did not hear the word will be the one that will be judging them, because the word is God. It's saying it right here. The Holy Spirit have shared it a while back, and it's right here. Verse 48. He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judge him. The word gonna judge in the end. The word that I have spoken. He did not say the words, you know. The word, God himself, that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. We'll be judging every man in the last day. Verse 49. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me gave me a command. Gave me a command that I should say, and what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Are you hearing, sons of God? His command is everlasting life. It's not on the earth. It's not on the earth. Eternity is speaking. So those who that are of eternity, you're not hearing the earth speaking. It's eternity that is speaking. And those who that receive and hear eternity receive everlasting life. That is not here on the earth, but is in eternity. In man, in the spirit that have dead in Adam have returned. As sons of God, as children, you have the rights. It is given unto you to return. Verse 50. And I know that his command is everlasting life. Eternity is one. Therefore, whatever I speak, just as the Father has told me, so I speak. Father God, we thank you. We continually thanking you. Eternity is always one, sons of God. Eternity is always one. Always one. And we are given the opportunity to be one with eternity. We close out back with Revelation. We go back to Revelation again. We're going to close out back with Revelation. So you understand now what is happening. You understand eternity. Revelation, go back to Revelation 14. Revelation 14, verse 6 and 7. Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth. The everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him to who made the heaven and earth, and the sea, and the springs of waters.